I'm not gonna lie, the Solid Fingers theme, Beware the Friendly Stranger, kind of slaps. It's got a good beat. Alrighty. Alright, I've got until about 7 to 8 a.m. before Steven gets home, so roughly 2.5 hours-ish. Hopefully I can get... I want to try and get this recorded, and then later I intend to go into the RV to record the rest so I have it all ready to go. It's going to be a big recording day, because I am behind on getting my the rest of my Halloween shit recorded, getting my commission for Foxerolle ready to go, getting my lines for Johnny ready to go, and so on. Really quick, I want to check if I want to check if I got the part. Okay, that's a message from Steven. Okay. Kyohei. Not yet. I'll check on that later. Like, check in with that to see if...
I've been, like, eagerly waiting to see if I got the part for this, this project that... this video game thing that somebody's working on that I auditioned for. Like, it's a Helltaker fan game, and I auditioned for the role of Modius, and I'm hoping to God I got the part, because I would be so happy if I got the part.
Alright. Enough of that. Hello. Hello there. My, you are awfully far away from home, aren't you? What brings you to this neck of the woods, young traveler? You must be looking for a place to stay for the night, are you not? Then please allow me to lend a helping hand to you, my most treasured guest. Why don't you come in and have a seat, and I will fetch you some refreshments.
Enter walking sound effects here.
You know, it has been many a fortnight since I last had a guest at my door. It fills me with thoughts of happy times. Now, would you care for some tea, some water, or perhaps a nice pint of bitters? I shall fetch you
a glass of my finest bitters in my cupboard. Only the best for my most special guest. Now, now, don't try to sit up. You are my guest, and as such I shall be the one to treat you this fine evening.
Enter pouring noises and all that jazz.
Here we are. A nice cool pint of my finest bitters. I even put in some ice for you, see? 2 ice cubes, as it should be. Now then, to go with your beverage, allow me to fetch you a quick meal. Just before you arrived, I had a fish cooking in the oven. You see, I recently got a brand new oven, as mine was far too big in the back to properly reach the food inside. I always required assistance from someone smaller than I to reach back and gather the goodies in the oven. But with this new oven, I can finally reach in and pull out my fish with ease. Even better is that this is the very first fish to be cooked in this brand new oven. And I want only the best for my very special guest. So you get to have the very first bites of my fish cooked in my new oven.
Enter the sound of the oven door creaking open, and I guess the shuffling of putting the fish on the plates and stuff.
There we are, hot from the oven and full of the delicious tender flesh of the ocean's greatest resource. Have a plate of some fish, stranger, and I will take my plate and eat some fish as well.
Enter, like, chewing noises and stuff.
Does it taste good at all? I made sure to season my fish to complete perfection. The look on your face says it all. You really enjoy the fish. Ah, I love the hot and buttery crust of the fish's outer skin. So crispy and delectable. It really goes well with the soft and moist insides of the fish. Oh!
Phlegm. Oofy doop. Hang on. There we go. All right. Much better. Continuing on.
Oh, forgive me, But I was having so much fun enjoying your company, kind stranger, that I haven't even asked for your name. Tell me, what are you called, stranger? I think you're called Angel Avery Dickinson. A fine name, if I do say so myself. Because you have been an angel since the moment you arrived on my doorstep. An absolute doll of a person. Perhaps it was fate, the hands of fate that brought you to my lovely little home, that brought us together. Well, now that we have finished our dinner, it is time for bed. Come, you can have my bed, Angel Avery Dickinson. It shan't be polite of me to have a guest sleep on the floor, especially during the late winter, early spring months.
Enter footsteps and the sound of a door creaking open.
This is my room. It has a bed, and it's very warm and cozy. Let's get you into bed.
Cloth shifting noises.
There we are. Now, let me fetch you a blanket, Angel Avery Dickinson. We wouldn't want the cold night air nipping at you and giving you a nasty cold in the morning now, would we?
Enter more cloth moving noises.
There we go, Angel Avery Dickinson. A nice, thick, and comfortable blanket to keep you protected from the colder evening temperatures. Oh, you shan't worry none about that. You don't have to repay me for anything, my angel. I promise to you that I am doing this for you because I want to. Here, let me tuck you in so you are nice and cozy for the night. Pardon? Pardon? Oh, you wish to know where I will be sleeping for the night. Well, Angel Avery Dickinson, since I am most unfortunate to only have one bed, and since I shan't have a guest sleep on the cold, mucky floor, I shall take to the floor in your place to rest my weary body for the night. Now, don't be a fuss, Angel Avery Dickinson.
Really quick before I continue, I just want to acknowledge the fact that I forgot to put the G this time when I wrote Angel Avery Dickinson, so it just says Anal Avery Dickinson. Or Anel, but I'm reading it as Anal. And I just thought that was really funny. Okay, I'll continue.
I won't be able to bundle you up all nice and warm with you squirming about like that. Oh? What's that you say? You want to share the bed with me? Oh, Angel Avery Dickinson, such a sweet and generous thought, but it isn't proper for two chaps to share a bed together out of wedlock.
I say this even though he fucked a dog that he viewed as a young schoolgirl in one of the episodes of Salafingers. And they were only casually dating and shit. That I say this, but... why am I getting serious about the lore? I wrote this shit. I should have known better, but still. Okay, continuing.
Oh, you truly insist? You really don't want me to be on the floor that much? Well, how could I say no to an angel such as yourself, Angel Avery Dickinson?
Enter the cloth moving noises as he's shifting into bed.
All right, now. We may have to scooch rather closely to one another, as my bed isn't big enough for the two of us.
But it's big enough for you and the corpse of a dead dog that you see as a schoolgirl, but... pfft.
There we are.
I just read ahead in my own script and I forgot half the shit that I wrote. Oh, sweet jambalaya. And I yawned right in the middle. Pardon my yawn, as I am currently blowing a gasket over my own writing.
Alright, continuing on. There we are. Goodness gracious, Angel Avery Dickinson. But pardon me if I seem rather forward, but you smell divine, like stardust and apple crumb cake. And just so warm to the touch, like a nicely lit campfire without all the wretched smoke that clings to your clothing and makes it smell of soot and poo. Ah, how I never knew just how pleasant this type of warmth could be. It's as if you truly were an angel sent down by the heavens to bless me and to bless my slumber with comfort and thoughts of happy times. Oh, my angel. You truly are so, so lovely to look at. Your eyes draw me in like a pool of water. I feel I may almost drown in them. So beautiful. So nice. Oh dear. I apologize, Avery. I apologize, Angel Avery Dickinson, but I'm afraid I must depart for a moment. something has, come up, and I must see to it urgently. You may carry on and fall asleep, Angel Avery Dickinson. I shall return when I have finished my What are you doing, Angel Avery Dickinson? You must let go of my hand. It is of the most importance that I leave to carry out my task. I cannot do it when you are holding my hand like that.
I'm going to enter that one sound of from the One Salad Fingers episode with the little girl that speaks. The one where she's like, I think he likes spoons too. As I put in this gasp to, like, really emphasize the fear here. I want to, like, really immerse this into a Salad Finger, like, making it feel like it's a Salad Fingers episode. Oh my god. On the off chance that David Firth ever finds the post of this. Oh my god. That would be fucking whack. Like, I'd feel so sorry that I did this to his character, but at the same time, it'd be fucking rad if he found this shit. I'm pretty sure that he's liked and retweeted a couple bits of, like, porn that people have drawn of Salad Fingers, so... I might... Quote me on this, patrons and stuff, but, like, I'm definitely going to fucking, like, tweet at him this when it goes up publicly. Because Jesus fucking Christ! That'd be fucking rad if he saw it and retweeted it. In a way, it'd be like acknowledging this into the canon. Alright, continuing onward. I'm at 22 minutes, I need to go.
You can talk. You can talk. I must leave now. I can't stay here. No, I can't stay here. Not now. Not like this. Not with you. No, wait. Please, I can't. Please let go. I can't. I'm scared. I'm scared. I haven't heard the mouth words of another person like this in so long. It's not bad, but now things have changed. You aren't like the others that have come to visit me. You aren't like any of them. You're different. So, so very different. You remind me of those I knew before the Great War. You remind me of what it once felt to be. Of what it once felt like to be normal and alive amongst others who are also normal and alive. And it makes me feel afraid. I am afraid that the mouth words I gave to you won't match. And that you'll dislike being around me in such a way. Dislike how I look at you and how I want you to look at me. you won't behave like the others have. You'll walk and talk and eventually leave without my own say-so. It has been so long since someone like you has come around that I don't know what I'll do once you leave. I'll be alone again. Alone with the friends who like to hurt me and frighten me with.
I'm gonna redo that.
Alone with the friends who like to hurt me and frighten me with such unsafe thoughts and mouth words. Huh? Huh? Do you mean that? I see. So, I'm not the only one in this world who feels that way. Then, perhaps it was the fickle hand of fate that brought us together. So we shan't feel afraid and alone anymore in this wretched place. So, does that mean you'll stay? Or rather, might I ask you if you want to stay here with me? This feeling so warm and puffy in my chest. It feels nice. I feel so light and happy. Pardon? I sure do look happy. Whatever do you mean by... Oh, my word. Don't look at me! I must apologize. You weren't supposed to see that. This was the reason I tried to leave, so you wouldn't see me in such a vulgar state. Do I... What? I'm afraid I do not understand. Are you asking me if I fancy you?
I'm gonna redo that.
Are you asking me if I fancy you? I... Would you be put off by that thought? That my body became like this? Because of you? I would understand if you were, but please allow me to tend to this issue in private before returning to bed.
I'm just warning you guys watching this on Patreon right now. This is about to get really, freaky.
Oh? You have an idea for how to repay me for my act of kindness? A rather queer moment in time to bring up that topic back up. But all right, we shall discuss such things when I return from taking care of this issue. Whatever are you doing? Touching my thing like that? You mustn't, or else I might... This is how you intend to repay me? Me? But by tending to my arousal? You truly mustn't. I could never ask you to do such a thing for me. I... Oh, what a bother. I cannot seem to think clearly. My mind is... It feels foggy. My body feels like it's burning up from your touch. Please, don't stop, my angel. Yes, it feels good, but please, I can't help but yearn for more.
Insert like pant unzipping noises and cloth shifting noises right here. I'm gonna get a quick drink of water. Sorry, I was dozing off a little bit because when I do moans and stuff in these audios, I get like really dizzy. I think it's from the lack of oxygen making its way into my brain and shit when I'm doing the moans. But I don't know. Alright, continuing onward.
Wait a moment, my angel. Give me a moment to... So sensitive. My throbbing arousal feels so sensitive within your grasp, my angel. Such pleasures are so unknown to me. I fear I might go mad from this. Wait a moment, my angel. If it's not too much to ask for, may I request something of you? I know this is meant to be you repaying me, but I also wish to touch you while you continue to touch me. Is that all right, my angel?
I forget, did I ever actually, like, Oh yeah, I made this so where anybody can enjoy this, guys and chicks and everything outside and in between. The ladies and the guys outside and in between.
Take it slow, put it down on me. Once you jump on me, ride like a pony. Lights down low, time to get naughty. Lights down low, time to get naughty.
Alright, I'm going to switch this track from the Salad Fingers background music. You guys can't hear it, but I have the Salad Fingers audio, like the background music, playing in the background at the moment. Pardon me. So I'm going to switch it to some, switch it to my normal lo-fi bedroom music track as it gets into the, heated shit. All right. All right, continuing onward. How many pages do I have left? Four. Okay. Wait a minute. Fucking car. Bitches gotta be so fucking loud. I'm trying to work here.
Oh my. You didn't even hesitate for a moment to remove your clothing. Oh, my word. My angel, you truly are a visage of beauty. How blessed are these eyes of mine to stand in the presence of such radiance. Please, allow me to touch you as well, my angel. I wish to caress your heavenly form and give you the same pleasure that you have gifted me. Then come here, my angel, and allow me to pick up where we left off. Angel, your neck, it tastes so sweet. Like the finest of confectionery sugars were dusted onto your flesh, like they were a freshly baked pastry. Oh, my word. It seems that my savoring of your fleshy flavor. It seems that my savoring of your fleshy flavor has caused you to quake and tremble. And your voice. Oh, I never knew the voice of another living person could be so enticing. Oh, how I wish to hear more of those delicious noises passing your lips again. Oh, how I wish to hear more of those delicious noises pass your lips again. Has my touch truly made you this desperate for more, my angel? Oh, yes, my angel. The way your hand is gripping my member. I don't think that any of my rusty wares have ever made me feel this. Have ever made me feel this good. Please, my angel, I can't take it. I need more of your touch, more of your taste, more of everything.
Put in a shifting sound effect right here. Need another sip of water because I was getting dizzy again. Later, I'm going to make myself some tea to help with my throat a little bit and to help me relax. It's about to get more wild in here, so, yeah, prepare for that. Yeah, tea would definitely help after this.
Nice chamomile tea.
Alright.
Goodness gracious. Yes, I agree that this new angle would make for a much more enjoyable experience with you on top of me and your nethers facing me and mine you. But tell me, my angel, what do you plan to do with this new angle? Your mouth is so hot. My member feels like it may fall off from the heat. I have the most perfect view of your arousal from where I'm sitting, Angel. You are throbbing and your scent is so it is a most delectable scent, my angel. Oh, it seems you've even begun to drip. Oh, the scent of your sweet syrup is making my head feel like sand and wool. Might I acquire a taste of your sweetness, my angel? Oh, yes, my angel. Yes. Keep doing that with your lips. Let those provocatives leave your mouth. They feel so good when spoken against my heat. I got my head.
Give me a moment.
What time is it? It's 6 a.m. Taking my morning medications while I'm at it. It'll help me stay awake. First the pills.
Blech. Nasty. And then the vitamins. Yeah, I'll need to buy some new gummies soon. These ones are starting to get hard. Not the good way. All right. Back to work. Just how addicting such a sound and taste could be. You truly are an angel to bless me with such pleasure. I feel like I'm going to die from happiness. My angel, I fear my end is nearing. I can't anymore. Something is wrong. I feel like this salty milk is going to come out of me. Please, angel, you must move so you don't. You must pull away. Oh no. I can't hold back anymore. Hang on. The inside of my ear itches. I need a Q-tip. I know that Q-tips are not necessarily good for this sort of thing, but I don't really care. Better. All right, continuing. Oh my word. I cannot seem to catch my breath.
Angel, are you all right? My angel, did you? What happened to all the salty milk? It normally makes such an awful mess, but I don't see any. You swallowed it? All of it?
We're nearing the end, boys, of this atrocity.
Alright, I may have to scoot back from the mic a little bit for this next part, because it's... I wrote this out to be really loud as we hear an unhinged, horny salad fingers. This is gonna be good.
But that's not meant to be swallowed. It's so dirty. And yet, I can't.
Pinning down noises.
I'm sorry, my angel, but the sight of you swallowing my milk, it made me feel so horny. Please let me penetrate you. I realize now that I haven't fully satisfied you to completion. So please, allow me to make it up to you. And let me deflower you, my angel. Oh, when you beg and plead like that, with such a sultry look in those beautiful eyes, I fear it may drive me to near madness. I can't hold back anymore. I'm going to enter you.
Moving away from the mic. Getting dizzy again.
Right, quick, before I continue. Where are my glasses? I'm not scoot that far away, but for me, I can't see. I'm gonna use the dollar store ones that I bought because they have more of a zoom. Much better. Alright, moving onward.
So hot and so tightly wrapped around me. I can't help it. I have to move. My angel, your body feels so divine. It's like you were made for me. You fit so painfully snug around my cock. My mind is going blank from such degeneracy. I love it.
I forget these dollar store glasses make everything kind of fisheye lensy. So moving around, like, what I do to kind of get the beat of the thrusting right in my head, because I get it wrong if I'm, like, just thinking it, I just kind of rock in my seat back and forth, kind of like a fetal position-esque style, to kind of just kind of get the timing right, kind of like a metronome. I would use an actual metronome, but that shit be too noisy, because it would just make the clicking noises in the background, and I ain't about to have that shit. Alright, moving onward.
Yes, that's it, my sweet, sweet angel. Keep making those sinful noises. They are so delicious. I want to hear more of you.
Goes faster and harder. Why'd I stutter on that? Goes faster and harder. Increase the noises here.
I want more. I want more. Yes, my angel. Keep clawing at my flesh. Make the red water come out of me. I want you to bleed me dry of all my red water. Your hand move down to your to your nethers. Please, my angel, allow me to take over for you. Please allow me to pleasure you here as well.
I forgot I wrote this line. I finally wrote the line! We got the line where he says, where he references his own salad fingers.
The feeling of clit and dick against my salad fingers is almost orgasmic.
That's not the line, but... Just thinking about if David Firth actually saw this and he did like an actual voice clip of salad fingers saying,
"The feeling of your nethers against my salad fingers is almost orgasmic."
That'd be fucking whack, Dak, but at the same time, it'd be hilarious. I might post just that snippet alone on my YouTube out of context, so, like, everybody on YouTube is just like, why are you talking about salad fingers fondling your nethers with his salad fingers? What the fuck is going on? And then this, the full audio for this shit goes out, like, when it's finished, and then like, when I post the video, they're all gonna be so confused! I guarantee everyone's gonna have a worse reaction than they did when I posted that Femme Barry Benton audio. Alright, continuing onward.
salad fingers against your scorching nethers burn so good. And coupled with me inside of you, like this, it feels so good. Oh, my beautiful angel, I think I'm going to again, but I'd pull out of you, but I can't stop thrusting my hips into yours. Your heat is sucking me deeper into you. It feels amazing. I can't help it. I want to finish inside of you. I want to fill you with my milk, my angel. You want that, do you? You want me to unload myself into your heated arousal? You want me to fill you to the brim with all my love and all my lust? To brand you in your innards with my body as I pump you full of my seed. Then I shan't keep you waiting then, my precious little angel.
Increase the speed here. My head is getting fuzzy. I'm just gonna do myself a favor. And open up the chamomile tea box. This is a brand new box. I initially got this for when I got my tonsils removed. To help kind of soothe my throat and help me sleep since the, I wasn't allowed to take any kind of, like, sleeping agent at the time. Apparently, any kind of sleeping medication, like melatonin or anything like that, is, considered dangerous to take while you're recovering from surgeries and stuff like that. Apparently, it causes, like, your blood to thin out and can risk you bleeding out, like, if you end up, like, tearing your wounds. Which I didn't know. I was not aware of that fact, but I thought that was an interesting little, tidbit to note. Oh, that smells nice. Alright. Moving onward.
Alright, he's going
faster now, so like, it was going like that before, and now it's like, okay, yeah. It's gonna be a ball slapping good time. I'm on the second to last page. All right, and continuing. I'm so close, my angel. But please, 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 I want you to feel good with me. I want us to feel good together. Please let us finish together. I want to feel all of it with you. Please, my angel. Please, 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 please. Are you
close, my angel. Yes, 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 angel. I'm so close to together with me. I want us to come together.
Dizzy.
Angel, I'm coming.
Scoot back in now that it's no longer allowed. Switch out of my glasses into my other ones that are made for closer views. There we go.
That was exemplary, my angel. What I wouldn't do to feel this way always. To feel such ecstasy and bliss evermore with you, my angel. I must express my deepest apologies for becoming rather crude towards the end of our relations, Angel. I was so enraptured by you that, well, that I lost myself. You liked it? Well, I'm surely grateful that you don't think less of me for my actions. But I hope you know that, despite how I acted, I wish to treat you with the utmost respect and care and love. If you'll have me and only me, that is, my angel. Oh, you've made me happier than I have ever been in all my years, my angel. The time we spent together this day may have been brief, but I am certain that with all my heart, that this was meant to be. I shall cherish you from now to the grave, my angel. Now then, shall we resume our previous task of heading off to bed? I'm sure, after all that, you must be feeling so very fatigued, my angel. Here, allow me... Please allow me to carry you to bed, as a true gentleman should for his beloved.
Enter cloth shifting noises here.
But, by the way...
Hang on. I'm switching back to the Salad Fingers background for this. There we go.
By the way, before we head off to sleep, I must ask you something of rather great importance. Might I ask what your actual name is? If you've got one, that is. I was just curious, seeing as I've still been calling you by the name I gave to you, even though you're not like the others. So, if you have got a name, might I know it? Oh. Your name. It's so unique and yet familiar. It reminds me of a simpler time, long ago. It truly is a lovely name, befitting an even more fair and heavenly soul like yourself. Oh? You'd still like for me to call you Angel? Or rather, you want me to call you my Angel? I believe I can do that. Anything you want, my dear, sweet Angel.
Loot. Alrighty, I've finally finished recording this jizz. Now I can move on to the other jizz. Is...